lot of questions on what the impact will be of a bank's failure. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Many investors are nervous about how the markets will react Monday after the failure of Silicon Valley Bank in California.
Silicon Valley Bank saw investors try to pull more than $40 billion out of it, leading to America's second biggest bank failure ever. Virginia Democrat Senator Mark Warner, a member of the banking committee, said on ABC's This Week, startup companies are being hit hard, but there's another worry.
Regional banks, mid-sized banks, if people get nervous, they may start taking their money out of those banks and putting it into the large money center banks.
Senator Warner says more banking consolidation is not what's needed right now.
Fox's Gernal Scott in New York. The White House has not said if President Biden will sign a bill approved by Congress requiring the release of intelligence and to the origins of COVID-19. New York Republican Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis believes knowing the origin is vital to stopping another pandemic.
More Americans, or nearly as many Americans, died from COVID-19 than died in every American war since the American Revolution combined.
The White House says it's committed to discovering how the pandemic started. There's been another uptick in gasoline prices across the nation. Oil industry analyst Troby Lundberg says prices rose 2 cents over the past 2 weeks to a national average of $3.53 a gallon. Lundberg says the recent rise is part of a pattern going back to the middle of December.
It was a brief interruption in early February, but the total rise over these many weeks is 27 cents per gallon.
Houston has the lowest average of $2.88 a gallon, San Francisco with the highest at $5. Crews are searching the waters off the coast of San Diego for 7 people missing after a suspected smuggling boat overturned. The bodies of 8 people were recovered. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Michigan Democrats will introduce an 11-bill package to the legislature that would implement safe storage laws for guns, universal background checks, and red flag laws. A mass shooting on the Michigan State University campus less than a month ago has pushed Democrats to act. Police in Maryland say a mom attacked her daughter's bully inside a seventh-grade classroom.
41-year-old Kelly Sadiq was arrested and charged with second-degree assault and trespassing for allegedly assaulting a seventh-grade student who she claims was bullying her daughter. Police saying an argument between Sadiq and the student at Aberdeen Middle School escalated into a physical confrontation, with the student suffering a minor injury to her arm. The school's main office apparently buzzing Sadiq and her daughter into the school, where they neglected to sign in at the office, drawing concerns from many regarding the school's safety measures. Harford County Public Schools responding in a statement that their staff took swift action as soon as Sadiq broke protocol. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Phoenix Raceway in Arizona is the site of today's NASCAR race. Fox's Eric Messersmith has a preview.
Defending Cup Series champ Joey Logano is one of the favorites today on the track where he captured the 2022 title just 4 months ago. Kevin Harvick has also enjoyed a lot of success in Phoenix, winning there 9 times in his career. This will be the first mile racetrack drivers will see this season at the United Rentals Work United 500. And the 500 in the name refers to kilometers, making this a 312 mile race, one of the shortest distances drivers will see this season. Entering today, Ross Chastain is your points leader with 129 through 3 races, with Alex Bowman just behind him at 126. You can watch the race on Fox, coverage getting underway at 3:30 Eastern Time. I'm Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.